Lift the pelvis again. There's some real hot modern rhythm for you. So let's get hit with my latest recording. See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Don't you in my way now. Don't you know you got my style?
Are you out of your mind?
What's that pelvis
thing? Take off those false crepe hair sideburns and remove that elastic leg support.
I can't. I've got haricot beans.
You mean varicose veins?
Haricot beans. I've just been shopping.
Thank you. Mr. Greenslade, I'd like you to bear in mind that you are in the company of cultured gentlefolk. So, Belter, or you'll get a dirty big bunch of fines up your conk.
Thank you. Now, the highly esteemed and pressed Goon Show.
Haunting cellar's theme sounding the death knell of all piano postal tuition courses. We present this week's play entitled, and we quote from the suicide note,
Insurance, the White Man's Burden.
Scene one, the British Zoo. A flanneled fool approaches the penguin pool.
Zoological keeper.
Good morning, flannel fool.
What a lovely day for a zoo.
Yes, yes, well, I let it out this morning.
A merry zoological type joke.
Yes.
A big crowd of people here today.
Yeah, I know. We let them in for the animals to look at, you see. Trouble is, we have to lock the boa constrictors up so the kids don't get at them, you know. Lost 4 boa constrictors last year, kids taking them home all the time. Hang the laundry on out the back there. Come down the road, he told me about it, eh?
Well done. Now tell me, what do you call those little black and white creatures in the penguin pool?
Well, I call that one Jim, that one's Terence, and that's Penelope over there.
What do you call that one sitting at the piano?
I call him a pianist, mate.
Don't tell me that penguin plays the piano.
Well, here you are.
Go on, play up.
Ah, lovely. Lovely. And them's all his own words, too, you know.
Dear listeners, I realize that the great crowd was due to this piano-playing penguin. If I could get him on the stage, I'd make a fortune.
Immediately, Sigun went to a nearby house and put up a brass plate inscribed, Curator of Birds, Inquire Within.
Good morning. Come in, come in.
I want to buy a penguin.
You look like the pet, but only one penguin? I'm afraid. We only sell them wholesale.
All right, then. I'll buy one wholesale. How much are they?
How much are they? Just look in this catalog.
I don't want a cat, I want a penguin. Look in the penguin log.
It's a lie. I didn't write that one. Nevertheless, I shall look at this penguin log. Where's my saw? Need a mighty saw. Here we are. Here we are, sir.
You found it?
No, I was just telling you where we were.
Thank heavens, I can throw away this map of China.
Oh,
I'll
just make out this bill of sale. Now, how do you spell penguin?
Penguin.
How do you pronounce it?
P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
Thank you. Let me see, I'll write that down. E-Z-L-X-Q. That this pen? It can't spell.
Wait a minute. Perhaps it's the ink that can't spell. Let me taste it.
Right on in. Right on in.
P-E-N-G. No, no, this ink's all right.
Thank you. Another Nia. Here's the one, Jim. Here it is. The name's Tom. Tom Penguin. Pianoforte and penguin vocalist and melody divine, is he?
That's him. How much?
How much? £20 sterling.
That's expensive for a second-hand penguin.
Ah, but he's just been done up.
Who by?
The husband of the penguin he's been carrying on with.
£20? I've only got 18 shillings sterling.
Oh, we are.
Neddy, we just heard your bank statement on the wireless.
The two strangers are dressed in immaculate hand-sewn rags with newspaper parcels to match.
Sentiamo caro. Listen, Neddy. And here is a hand-carved Arab sock as a token of our goodwill.
What would you with me, gentlemen?
Neddy, my steaming French friend has come here to make you a present, lad.
Yes, yes. And here's a sample of it in this bottle.
It looks like water.
Yes, but no ordinary water, this lad. Partake and savor the bouquet.
Good heavens. This is English Channel 1902.
One of their best years, Neddy.
Really?
Yes. And there's more where that came from, wasn't there?
Plenty more.
Allow me to present the sommelier who was responsible for bottling that rare vintage seawater.
No.
Count Jim Grip, Labor Exchange Moriarty, Leaper Supreme, and All England Crab Champion.
I am both honored to know a man of such exquisite
boots. Oh, mucky manimi, mucky, mucky. And here in return, free of charge, is the deeds to the English type channel.
You mean you're offering me free of charge the deeds of the English Channel?
He heard you, Moriarty.
You accept the English Channel, then? Le Channel Anglais?
Yes. I only hope I can live up to it.
I'm sure you can, Neddy. However, one slight formality, Neddy. For your own protection, of course, the jocal style of protection. You must insure it, lad.
Insure it against what?
Fire, Neddy.
Yes. Fire, Neddy. And fortunately for who? We happen to be strolling insurance agents of no fixed percentage.
What is the premium?
Tell him.
Well, let me see. You've got 18 shillings, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, that's it. 18 shillings in sterling, lad.
How much do I get if the channel catches fire?
£48,000.
Where do I sign?
On the dotted line of this check I've just found in your pocket here.
Don't worry to fill in the amount. We'll fill in that later.
April in Paris. I can see it all now.
Dear listeners, these men think I'm a fool. Little do they know that the moment their backs are turned, I'll be down to the channel, set fire to it, and collect the 48,000 nicker.
Right. To give him time, here is Max Worried Geldray and his electric nose.
And the Brookfield Brandy.
Good luck, Bill.
Thank you.
I call a row to Norman's Bay halt, and I'm now addressing you from the beach of Pevensey Bay, where the great English Channel meets the great British sewage system.
And so saying, Seagoon prepared to ignite the English Channel. Devil that he was.
Yes, it was bitterly cold as I walked through the thick winter snow to the water's edge. Suddenly I noticed, lazing in a deck chair, a gentleman in ankle-length swimming trunks, sunglasses and suntan oil.
Oh, Lord! Well, my friend, my good man, are you on holiday too?
With that statement, folks, I realize that the case of the Crown versus Eccles was proven.
But hello, what a day does it please? What a day! With a smile on my face, I belong to the human race. I'm not being in law, my lord. Howdy, boy.
Just a minute. thing or two. I never check the bill, cause I haven't got a clue. When I count your kisses and add them to my size, I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love that's shining in your eyes. I don't know how long a piece of string is, or how many waves upon the sea. I don't know how round, round, round a ring is, but soon wedding bells will ring for me. I assume the fingers of my hand for adding up to three. Simple double figures are double dots to me. But when I count your kisses and add them to my size, I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love that's shining in your eyes. Now I think I'll just pull the buds off this little pussy willow and find out if she really loves me. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me not. Boy, this pussy willow is gonna go. I don't know how long a piece of string is, or how many waves upon the sea. Yes, I don't know how round, round, round a ring is, but soon wedding bells will ring for me. I use the fingers of my hand for adding two to three. Simple double figures is double dots to me. But when I count your kisses and add them to my size, I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love, love, love. I reckon it's love that's shining in your eyes. A tisket, a tasket, found my yellow basket. It's love, it's love, it's love.
Yes, I found it on the floor of a barber shop. throw that child into the sea.
To give Brown Milligan a chance to say his new catchphrase. That's why.
Now look here, Niddy. Shut up, you brown fool.
No,